So Rav Sadi going in his Pirush al HaTeira, it's not in the short Pirush proper. It's quoted Ha'ola in Kapach in Yud Gimel Shmos Yud Gimel Ha'ola Beis, and I can't vouch for the veracity of it. I can only tell you that's what he quotes. Okay. V'nitzavinu lilmoid dovo shebo neida reish achidish v'nishmerenu. ושמעת את החוק הזה מיום ימימו שנאמר ושמעת את החוק הזה. So we have to learn, we have to do some type of studying, okay, this will be important later. We have to, you know, have a syllabus, okay. ותבינו ללמוד דבר שבו נדע ראש החודש ונשמרנו. Whatever ונשמרנו means, okay. And I guess watch it. ושמעת את החוק הזה it means the dovo that you can understand the Rosh Chodeshim, and you have to watch it. That's what he says. So, L'chera, he is labdafka talking about the Kavis of Rosh Chodesh of Pesach, but L'chera is referring to Kol HaMoadim. And then he quotes, this is what he quotes from the Sefer HaMitzvahs from Sadi Goyin, which I have no clue what he's talking about. And then, in that same Ha'ola, he quotes a Pirush, okay, on this post. Now listen to the Pirush. Vishomarta Es achuka hazeis, es achuka. Im leinina Pesach, kvar nishporish din, nishporish dinoi. Ela kavona bezer, kenishmo es moadenu, moadenu, mishona lishona. Kloimar, shenaasrik becheshbon hamoadim. Kidei שנייד אז הזמן שבו יוכל המויד הבא. It's pretty clear, okay? Then you understand the same what he's saying in the same permits and everything, you know. Okay? שבו נייד, in other words, but if you notice very carefully, he's not talking about business doing anything. It's a syllabus of studying, correct?
And mitzvahs during the sikkim?
Can I just read the words again to you? You can say whatever you like. I'll read the words and I'll leave the rest to you. V'nitztavinu lilmoid dovo shebo neida reish hachodesh v'nishmerenu. Okay? Is that clear enough?
What does that mean? If that is makabel zechodesh, what are you supposed to learn?
I didn't, one second, you know. Give me a chance. I didn't say it. I read the words, okay? You know, the words say what they say. Also, first, you see, before I wanted, he claimed, okay, that the words didn't say what I thought they said. So I gave him another, and then gave another crack at it. Just give me a chance. We'll see how much. I have a lot of work here that I did over here. And you'll see how far we get. You know, I have to finish this. There are basically two things that I want to go through, okay? I want to end up finishing understanding of the Rambam's Kiddush HaChodesh Yibashana and the whole thing, what's going on over here in the Ramban, and we'll see Rav Sadi going and others. And then I want to see the end of the Ramban, what Kufas and Gematrius are in the Gemara and Shabbos, and how the Rambam learns it, and that will be another second. That's the second thing. And then I think we'll finish with the Sherish, okay? Both of them are very interesting, okay? Now, let's start slowly. Okay, the Ram, however, says you'll be kaveya the you see, it basically comes something like the Ram. It's a very strange thing because remember we said that the Ram said that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was sheyik atikah mishnah Torah, asher tikah esam mikoy kodesh. Okay, and then he also quotes v'shomalta es achuka zeis miyom emimo. Okay. And Rav Sadi Gaon is doing the same thing. The mitzvah is about the Moadim. Correct? I think the comparison of the two and discussion, I think, is a very important thing. I didn't say anything yet, okay? Correct? Nothing. And, l'chayla, the makal of this, you see, I had seen this makal to Rav Shimon Yochai, but I was a scoffer, okay? Because I thought it might have just been a din. I couldn't have imagined it was the makal for the mitzvah. But after the Rambam does it, okay? Quotes Chukazes, and Rav Sadi quotes it, and the Ramban quotes it, if you remember, correct? Vishamatis Chukazes, that is going on Kirsha Chodesh Nibasha, correct? Correct? So then.
I didn't get how Rav Sadi going. Saying this is the
mocker
of the mitzvah
kishah hodesh. Vinit stavino in his minyan mitzvahs lilmoid dobo shabo neida roish hachodesh mishmerenu shenemar v'shomarta es achukah zeis.
He doesn't have another mitzvah. There's nothing else in the
minyan. I don't know. That's what I saw. Okay, the emes is in our sefer mitzvahs in the ashores. It says yalchei ibur. Whatever that means, okay? That's what it has says in that scholars. Maybe that's what Yahya Ibn was talking about. I have no clue, okay? And he's talking about Ibn because you have to know the Mu'adim, which one, when they are, what they are. But Yahya and Ibn together, I don't know. But this is what the words say, okay? So, Maisi is, you have three in the camp of Shemat and Chukazis. We'll see exactly what it all means, the same thing. You have a Psadi Goyim, okay? You have the Rambam, correct? And you have the Ramban, correct? Okay? Is that fair so far? So then, the truth is, what I was asking, and where did he get it from? Remember, I discussed with Shamata. I knew this Mechilta of Shuvi Yochai, but I was hesitant because of the Rambam or the Ramban, you know, to move in on it, okay? But once Rav Sadi Gaon comes in, I said to myself, you know, you gotta take your hat off and, you know, be honest, okay? And here it is. Here is the Mechilta of Shimon Yochai. And the truth is, the Rambam quotes Mechilta of Shimon Yochai. So I thought it was a din. So somehow, you know, what he does is, he quotes it as a din. In Sefer Mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Achodesh is Elochem Yir, Rosh Chodoshim. And if he changes the mitzvah, is Moadim, Kriyas Moadim, he says that this itself is a mitzvah, correct? That's what happened, correct? Let's see what he says over here. Vihine, I'm meeting the Rambam at the end of Kuf Nun Gimel, okay? And I'm reading in Mitzvah Se Kuf Nun Gimel. I'm reading Kapach translation. You know, I don't know if it's far from the other translation or not, but it is Kuf Nun Gimel. Okay. So I'm going very slow because at every point of the way you're going to say, you know, this can't be correct. So far, you probably would have stopped me if I would have let already a few times. But nothing I said. I think everything I said. I didn't say anything so far. Correct. Now, he says, at the end, he says, like this, he says, the Kvar Nemu he always, B'loshim HaTeira, whatever that means, they call it Muslim. I don't tell all this blushing. I have no clue of what he has in mind. Okay. In the other translation, it's Lumozim. Okay. Al Yisaydeh Haseda, which you know is not fair. Yisaydeh Haseda is the Targum is Meleches. Okay. Meleches Haseda. So he's talking about. Yisoidus, oh, excuse me, Yisoidus Hamalocha, okay? Yisoidus Hamalocha, B'meleches. I don't know how he does that. Yisoidus B'meleches. I don't know. You know, something's wrong over here. Tigum Uli B'meleches. I don't know what he wants, okay? Sheyesh Lismoch Aleihem B'yidiyas Rosh Hechadosh Yibu Shonim. Mehen omru, v'shomalto es achuka zeis lemoado. Omru, melameid she'ein malvim es hashono ela beperik asamuch lemoid. Okay, it means the time which is close to the moed called Pesach. So I saw this. Okay, this is Mechilta of Shulmi Yochoi, and the Ram quotes in Sefer Mitzvahs, Pashas the Din, in the Dinei Kiddush HaChodesh in Yibah Shana, correct? It's not Ki'ilu, the Mitzvah, okay? The Omru. Uminayin sheim avma es achoydesh ele b'yoyim vein mekatsh es achoydesh ele b'yoyim tamuloymo yomim yomimo. Okay? So I looked at this and I said to myself, when I saw it, that's why I didn't quote it the first time, because it looked like dinim in Kiddush HaChodesh. But I think what happens, the Rav Mishnah Torah, and because he has flipped it, okay? Because the mitzvah here is a mitzvah of a chodesh zelochem moish chadoshim, and it's flipped it and made this into the mitzvah. And this is Sadia, okay? And the Ramban is ready to have that also, correct? Okay. That is point number one, and he actually quotes this. In the Pirush HaKotzer on Chumash, it always says miyom yomima mishona l'shona. If that's what he has in mind in that short, terse remark, I can't tell you. But that's what it says in the Talmud. Okay? That is point number one. This will be very interesting, because I do believe that this v'shomartas chuk hazeis miyom yomima, and how it plays itself out, and why a Sadi Gain said this in such a strange way, I think we'll see that, you know, this there's a light over here at the end of the tunnel. Okay? Lilmoid Dovish Boy Neda. Okay? Now, if you remember, when we were talking about the Halachos Gedolos, when he says that the mitzvah is Kfiyas Rosh Chodesh, okay. Correct? I wanted to say that he says Kviyas because he wants to have a broader idea that it's not only Kiddush, but it's also Kviyas. Okay? Now I want to tell you that you can flip this around completely. And you can turn the world upside down, because after I saw the opinion of the Shiltais, Rav Sadi Goyim, about what Kiddush HaChodesh or Kfiyas HaChodesh is all about, I said to myself, maybe this whole discussion before of expanding Kiddush into Kfiyas also is superfluous and maybe even wrong. Okay? Now, just give me a chance. He said, what did he say? Two mitzvahs. Kfiyas Rosh HaChodeshim v'chishuv tkufos. Okay? So I suggest that the Baal Halachos Gedolos is coming from the frame of reference of the Shiltais, which sometimes you find a lot in similar between them. And this was taken, this strand was taken out of Sadi Goyim. And the Rambam claims that Rav Sadi Goyim didn't actually mean it. He has the references and called Rav Sadi Goyim by name in Pirush Mishnayis. He has polemics with him, both in Pirush Mishnayis and Rosh Hashanah, in the second Perek, maybe Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, and also Menachos, in Perek Yir Aleph, okay? And he basically is accusing of Sadiq going of saying this because he wants to have with the with those that was the kusim or they were the this is not who what were they called
the
time? What the kroim, okay? Because he was having the kroim and they you know they were running around looking at the moon and saying okay. Now and you look at the Lashon, okay, you get the impression that only by Kuf is an issue of Kishuv, and Kriyas is Kriyas Lashon HaLashon, correct? Now you just convey it, whatever, okay. It's very simple, and the issue of kufis is much more complicated. I don't know. I have no clue if there's anything to this or not. But I'll tell you the following: the approach of both Rav Sadigoy and Rabbeinu Chananu, okay, is that the cheshbon was used for Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh was always Al Pi Cheshbon. If you remember, I mentioned the Rabbi of Bechaya, okay, who is taking this opinion. Rabbi of Bechaya is a reflection of Rav Sadigoy and Rabbi of Chana. You say we say Olam, which is the classic sefer on the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh. May Medalei Perek Vav, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Sadigoy Sh'oma Kimi Olam V'Afil K'Shohoya Abeis HaMidosh Kayim Lo'ya Koyvim HaChadoshim El Alpi Cheshbon Shimideinu Me'ivu Ashonim B'Magzo Alpi Seder Gimel Vav Ches Aleph Dalid Zayin Tes Udchiyas Kavua Rosh Hashanah Kviyas Rosh Hashanah Mimei Adu V'Shad Dchiyas HaKviyas L'Chol Inyon Eibo Shev Yodeinu Shakol Nimsa L'Moshe Rabbeinu Olam V'Shalom Pi Agvua Kamo She Nimsa Loi Inyon HaTfilin V'Lchay Seyem Uma She Hiske B'Gmol Min Ariya Hu Mitakonis B'nei Doiroi ובית דינו של אנטיגנוס איש סייכו שהזכירו ריאס על המודו וחידושו כדי להריס אמיתס הדובו ולבטו דבצולק ובייסס שהיו טוינים נגד החכמים במידת זמן החידש אבל מעולם לקובל החידש אל הפיכן שיודענו ומה שנמצא בגמור הפרפורים והלוחס בכפייס שאינם ואיפשהו ליאויס על פי חשבוננו כאילו כבסי הסרס אין דויכה שבס ודוימה לא נאמרו אלא לפרפל תלמידים שיידו איך הדין אילו היה נמצא אילו תאוב דבורו.
How can you call Shabbos if it's just
a... I'm not all the questions you want, okay? This is what it says. Now, Rabbi Chananel Shabbos. I mean, I'm just, you know, reading what the scoop is, okay? Rabbi Chananel Shabbos, Kuf Tezvo Man Aleph, Humaforish Bigmoro Techolil, Tikad Mikle Kipurim, Bechad Beshaba, Midachinale, Umakshinam, ומי דחין לבוסנן חל בשבס קרב ביום הכיפורים? ביום הוא יבזירה כי אבינה בבוב על אמין אין הוד לסן יום הכיפורים שיכול להיות בשבס ויש ערב שבס לא יותקין מוצאי שם לא יום הבדילן דיבה הכל היא ופרקינן ההיא מסנית אחרים היא the sanya achir moimim ein bein atzeres atzeres ein bein roshon roshon dal yomim. In hoy is a shon muberes chamisha v'gatzin v'sham betchilas megila. Om Rav Yosi les kan chal liyos b'sheni chal liyos b'shabes im tiim chal liyos yudalin b'sheni sumo rab v'chad b'shabes im chal and this is a kulon bodon v'odon botui shalochol moshe misinai. Shalok vo yom kippurim somoch l'shabes. Bein lefaneho, bein leachreho. Aber ich know. Okay. See here, you don't know this is lekvoya. You could say it's just you can't do it, even if it comes out like that. We don't know anything. Maybe it's a question of the yamabim letzoch or something like that. We have to know. But Rabbeinu Sadi going is very clear. Now, and nothing changed for Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes the Shiltos. And it could be that he's also of this opinion, that the Ika is the Cheshbon, not the Riyah. Shiltos of Achoy going. Pashas Vayakil. Shilta Samach Zayin. Zeh Sheshonu Chachomim. Chal Yois. B'Shabbos. He's talking about Purim. Kforim Magdim L'Yom HaKnisa. See, he doesn't learn, you see, the Rav Sadi Gaon learns that this was the case from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? And look at the flip of what he does. How it works, their problems in this with Yushalim is, I'm not getting involved in the problems of how the Shiltos deals with everything. Cholios b'Shabbos, you doubt Cholios b'Shabbos, right? For Matim Leom HaKnisa, Bizman Chachomim Rishonim, Shoye Bikim V'Cheshbon, Moilar Halavonu, B'diktukei Sei Ho'ibu. If you knew the Diktuk Sei Ho'ibu and the Kiva the Alcha, then this couldn't happen. Okay, it's like amazing. Okay. Shehoye Bizman Chachomu Rishonim Shoye Bikim B'cheshbon Molar Alevono B'diktukei Sei Ho'ibu Hoye Yoyim Arovo Bo B'Shabbos Upulim B'Shabbos Umikim Megillah b'Shabbos, Umotzin Lula b'Shabbos, V'Teikin Sheva b'Shabbos, Shecholei Esposh Hashanu, Liyoyiz Boi. All this, you know, the whole world turned upside down. Okay? And the Mishnah is a reflection of something which were in the times when they were bokin Kivu D'Acha. Aval Hayoyim, She'ei Chachom B'kiin, B'cheshbon, told us, Levono, okay, the Chachom themselves, this is not, you know, this is the Shulta speaking. Okay, I just want to show you that, you know, you thought you knew something. You know, I realize I don't know anything. Okay, she'ein chachom and b'kiyin b'cheshbon told us levona b'dukei seidel ibo goz lachom shel hotzi lulav levorach boi b'shabbos v'afilu b'bayis v'chein b'shefa v'chein megillo omar rova. So Lo Adu Roish was not Noyig at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shoy Bikim Bechesh Ben Mula Lavona B'Dutuk Yisur Ibu. Kloima Lachera. So what does it mean? The Kiddush HaChidesh is not Toli B'Riyah, but Toli B'Cheshbon. But there was a Cheshbon of the B'nai Yisrocha. Okay? And the Ram also says it was forgotten. Okay? But the Ram uses it for what? For the Keshtariyah, the spherical trinomachy, to learn the arc, to see how much arc has to be between the sun and the moon at different times of the year in order for the moon to be visible. Bismanoi, Baleel Shalishim. Rav Shulta says yes. it's true that there was a certain cheshem from Bnei Yisrocha which was lost, but this Bnei Yisrocha, the whole Kiddush HaChodesh or Kriyas HaChadoshim was based on it. And when it became lost, we have some type of remnant of that. And somehow, I don't know what it means. It means that Kriyas HaChodesh is not Vadai, so it can't be Derech Shabbos, whatever. Okay. And things change. And in that new Cheshbon, which was Noyeg later, there's Lo Adush. Okay. But you can't have a discussion about being bikin. All I can tell you one thing. I don't know anything. But I maintain and I postulate. You can't have a discussion about Lo Adush and it changing from being Bokin Kibudiyacha and Moilad and Dituke Moladois. And not being Boki, so it's Dura Adulosh. It means before it was a. You see, the Rambam learns. I'll tell you something. The Rambam learns that the Cheshbon. You see, the Rambam does something. The Rambam says the Cheshbon changed, okay? But it's true the Cheshbon changed, the question of the significance of it. The Rambam learns. The Cheshbon, when there was a Sanhedrin, is a Cheshbon of Moilad Amiti. And the Luach is based on Moilad Amsoi. To explain to you Moilad Amiti with the Talmaic epicircles, okay? There were circles going on circles because everything had to be perfect and ellipses were not allowed, okay? So the Moilad Amsoi is projecting the moon on the biggest circle. But the Moilad Amiti is exactly where the moon is at any given point. Keshet Aliyah is based on Moilad Amiti. Okay? The Cheshbon that we have is based on Moilad Amsoi. It's based on the episode. So the Rams, the Shulta says, true. There are two Cheshbonis. There's a Cheshbon, a Moilad Amsoi, and a Moilad Amiti. But the difference is not that before it was to predict the ability to see the Chodesh and the Shloshim, but the whole way there was Kfiyas for Cheshbon and the Cheshbon of Moilad Amiti is a different Cheshbon, and the Kfiyas, the Moadim which you convey on that, we say a whole different story. We say that the Lulav is the Shabbos. And you read the Megillah on Shabbos, and the Shabbos on Shabbos, and the whole world changes because this Cheshbon is more exact. What that means, I was what more exact, less like, you know, you call it the voice, that's the author. Okay, shall I read it again, or are you denying the Duke? Okay, so I said, once you say that, once you see that in the era prior to the Rambam, and that's the Rambam's coming up against, and all we know, the Rambam was so successful in his battle, that he basically annihilated the opposition. Like, you know, no one can match the thing now, okay? What you had is the Goyim, the Shilteis, and the Afsadi Goyim, and Rabbi Chananu, okay, who basically was from those people who were taken away, you know, as the Shavuyim from, you know, his father was the Shavuyim, the Abba Shavuyim. This was all from the Goyim. And that was the approach. So I say to myself, if I look at the Halachas Gedolos and I see now that he says Kfiyas Chodeshim Chadashim, why am I trying to do mental gymnastics and say that he agrees with the Rambam and he wants to make things a lot more, more inclusive? Take the other approach and assume that he disagrees with the Rambam and accepts the Shilteis and upside the going. And Rabbi Nachmanal. Maybe Rabbi Nachmanal. I don't know Rabbi Nachmanal. I just know Rabbi Nachmanal. I just know a little bit of Rabbi Nachmanal that the Achim, whatever, you know exactly. Okay? Now, okay? Now, before I get to the last part over here, I want to add something over here. I want to add something, okay? Now, we begin to understand when you were coming to me, you know, what's upside down we're talking about. Why did you use this strange language? Okay? It all fits in. Listen now to the Lashon of upside down. V'nit tavino, if you accept, you know, the way Kapach quotes it, Tachta the mitzvah is v'nit tavino lilmoid dova sheboi neida. But that's a cheshbon. Rosh Chodoshim. So it's amazing, amazing. The pasuk is the same, and the tzivu is the same, but how you flip it, and what you're supposed to do, is a whole different world. And now let's read. Let's read the Pirush Oruch, what in quotes the other Pirush says. V'shamat es achuka. Im eino chulim, eino le'inyin ha-pesach, kva nispoish dinoi, av la'kavona, el la'kavona b'zeh, shenishmo es mo'adeinu, mishana v'shana. Mishana v'shana. So if he stopped there, that's okay. Mishana Yom Yomimo, and that's what he says over there in the Chumash. Mishana Yom Yomimo, Mishana Lashana, but we don't know anything. Then he adds a few more words, and those are the important words. Kleima Shena'asik Becheshbon Hamo'adim. Kedei Sheneides Hazman Shebo Yochol Amoir Habo. So the whole thing is to be kivei the Moadim, the Rambam, and the Rav Sadigoin. But it's like, you know, they're saying a priori, the way I present it, they're quoting the same pasuk, that's the mitzvah. But it's micholuk, it's just from, you know, it's like two ends of the world. Okay? Now, I just want to tell you another thing about them. I'm going to tell you soon. I just want to tell you something, what's amazing. You have to keep in mind that our whole calendar is based on upside down going. Because through 3 years, we'll talk about this maybe later, we'll see. I didn't know if I wanted to get right inside to mention this, you know. There were 3 years that B'nai Eretz Yisrael and the B'nai Bobo. B'nai Eretz Yisrael, our people and mayor, okay? And the B'nai Bobo, through upside down going, kept different days ago. Rav Sadi Goyin was the knight in shining armor to preserve this cheshbon the way he saw it. And there was a machlokes by Mordechai Zokin, how you deal with it, what the issue is. You know, I'm not getting involved in it now, okay? That's what happened. Rav Sadi Goyin, as much as the Rambam, I don't know if he was aware of the historical machlokes, and I want to point out later that he might not have been aware of it. Because if he was, then our calendar doesn't exist. And I'll talk about that later. If you like, okay. And okay. Now, just an aside. And if you look, there's a tshuva of Haggain also, okay. That quotes this something of Sadia. Both in of Sadia, the Indian of Yontu Sheni Shogolus is Nohag mi Moshe Rabbeinu or Yoshua. Now when you learn the Gemara, you get the impression it was a later thing, correct? But it's not true at all, according to them. Was it time Moshe Rabbeinu or from Yoshua?
Why would you need it?
What?
Why would you need it if it was by Keshban, you don't? The whole reason you need it is because...
I understand. I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you what they say. The Shuvah of Haggain in the Shuvah Haggainim. In Moasifia Mirdeh Lik. It's in Lik Simon Alb. I think it's quoted in the I think it's in Beitza, in the Old Sagrin. Kol ki Rav Sadia gzal over Firushay ein sofek bei kol el HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva Moshe as Moshe Avdoi the who omar li Yisrael ki v'oretz yelohem yoyim echod u'b'chutz la'oretz shnei yomim v'chein hoyim me'olam. Okay, is that clear enough? Yeah. It's even clearer than I said before. No, I can continue. There's a long, I have a long quote here, but you know, I think the first line says everything. Okay, so I really apologize. I might have blown your minds, you know, out of who knows where. But you know, it's all. I haven't done anything except, you know, I've done something. That what I did was I presented Rav Sadia and the Rambam, and the Ramban, the Rambam on one side, on the side, you seemingly say the same thing. Okay? And, but what is going on is two different worlds, okay? And then it comes out at a very interesting thing that the Ramban interpreting the Halachas Kedoshos, okay, who says, Ramban, that it's Kiddush, right, is basically putting his frame of reference, we'll see about it more, on the Halachas Gedolos, maybe B'chal, that's not the same of the Halachas Gedolos B'chal, correct? So this now is like, you know, it's like a whole breath of fresh air, it's like sometimes, you know, you have a new way of looking at things. Here, you've taken a trip from planet Earth to planet Mars. Because if someone, you know, I'll be frank with you, if someone would have told you that this is the case, you would have said preposterous. This is impossible. Correct? Okay. Let's continue. Okay? Is there anything, so far so good? I mean, it's good or not good. Right? Rav Sadi Goyin, I mean Rav Hai Goyin, says with Nog, be most Yeshua ben Nun. He just, there's a slight, he says, Meshema in most Yeshua ben Nun, kach hinig, es kol hayoitzim, humishtahim, chutzlov et lasses. Okay. Yeah. Okay? But you understand it's a very big difference. The question is it seen from a Kaddish Baruch or it's a minik? Okay? And you get the impression from Rav Sadia Goyin that it's seen from a Kaddish Baruch. Okay? And the Shalch Mitom, meaning Avasechem Yadechem, you don't know what's going on in the Mormon base back. I'm not getting involved in it. I'm just telling you what is it. And that we know that the Ramban is very clear, as I said before, that he interprets the Halachas Brothers, you know, not like this. Ukvar Kosafti, in Kufnun Gimel, he ba'al Halachas Yosim Kiddush Achilish Beriyah Oy Becheshbon Mitzvah Achas V'yosim Iba Hashono B'Tisef Es Chodesh Mitzvah Acheres V'adin Imoy Vodati loy beikolisha. That's in Shurish Aleph. However, he did something, okay? And it's the Taimei, because he basically says that when Hillel HaNasi, he learns the Cheshbon that we have is not Alchem Shusina. Was Dakonah from Hillel HaNasi. And what they did was there was Makadish Chadoshim, Ma'abashon Shena Osset. So everything is Kiddush, according to Ramban. Now, question only here, okay? That's what he says. He says, Avu Malpe Hakeshi Hagodol Azeh Hu Shrav Hilla Nosi Benoi Shalev Yehuda Nosi Shetikein Cheshbon Leibo Hu Kiddush Chadoshim Leibo Shonim Horuin Lis Abe Lefi Minyonoi Achiob Leo Zichayin Levocho Venazo Lekidushenu Al Piyari Rebezin Hagodol Rebezin Rebezin בבית הגודל והקודש עומד במהרה ביומנו יהיה. That's what we have over here. Okay? It's an amazing thing. Correct? Now, just an aside, okay, I'm just going to make this an aside, not doing anything, but it's an amazing thing over here. What is Yontif? What does Yontif Sheni depend upon? What does Yontif Sheni depend upon? If you look at the Tshuvas Hagoyim, it depends upon Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. It's not doing anything. You know, a person in Eretz Yisrael, when they came from Chutz La'aretz, keeps one day Yontif. And a person in Chutz La'aretz, even though he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, keeps 2 days Yontif. That's what he says. That's where you are, correct? Okay. And the demarcation line, okay, that's number one, okay? There's another question, okay? Where is the demarcation line between 2 days Yontif? It's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, okay? You can say the demarcation line is Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, but you can say that you go according to your meaning and play and go with the Beis Yosef or the Yishuv of the Chacham Tzvi, okay? The Ritvot happens to say that the demarcation line is Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. The Ritvot in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amar Tiknu Lo 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 Shinoz Meaning Avoseinu Avoseinu Hoyu Lohem Min Hovish Mishunois Sho Hoyu Harev Mekoymes Mekoymes Yesh Yesh O Shneyam Yesh O Yisim Niyam Echot Chutz O Zrubo Hoyu Yisim Beis Hayomim Lo 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 Yom Agiyin. Trouble, it doesn't make a difference, okay? The Rambam even goes further than this. There's no Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's a question of Eifo. Where is the Shluch HaMagiyim? Okay? And that's all depends. You can be in Eretz Yisrael. The Shluch didn't reach you 2 days Yontif. Okay? So that is a point. Okay. Now let's continue. Now he'ora. Glam shita, if you remember. Okay, Beseda walk over here. This is like the world, you know. I didn't do that much over here. Okay. Now, the Ram shita, if you remember, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh is the mitzvah of Kfiyas Hazmanim, of Moadim. In Mishnah Torah, correct? Asher Tikva Yisam, Yom Yomimo, Moadu. Because the Psukim is from the Psukim Moadim. Asher Tikva Yisam, Mikoy Kodesh, Shmar Tachuk Azayis, Yom Yom Lamoado. Okay? So we're only interested in the Kfiyas Yom Tovim. What is the relationship between a solar year and Yibo Hashanah? Is that the main pivotal thing we want? We want solar years and lunar months? Well, that's kilu, you know, it happens to be like that, but that's not really the interest, okay?
We care about the month.
Yeah, we care about the month, the mitzvah. So I could have imagined that we care about the mitzvah is the Moadim, the solar year and the lunar months are just dinim. Okay? And then I could have imagined that the Rambam opens up Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh with a discussion of solar years and lunar months as a din, and there's no mitzvah yet. And when he mentions the mitzvah, he talks about the Moadim. Okay? That would have been all very nice. Correct? Is there a problem with that? No. That's what he says, Chodshi HaShona, Heim Chodshi HaLavona, Shneim Oles Chodesh V'Chodshoi, V'Neim HaChodesh Zelochem Oish Chodoshim. So it changed. That's not the mitzvah anymore. It's only a din. Kachom HaChom, Hel HaKodesh Baruch Hu L'Moishe B'Ma'ari HaNevuah, T'mus Levona, V'Yom Elok Zerei V'Kadesh, V'Ashon Shona M'Chashvim, Heim Shnei HaChamo, Shneim HaShomo Es Chodesh Oviv. Become Yisrael Shnas HaChama Shnas HaLavona Kol B'Yachar Asayim Oyom Lefikas Yiskabit Menatesis Hazayis Kmo Shalishim Yom Apochos Me'at Oyesem Me'at Moisiv M'Chodesh Sheyep Shal Yoyis Hashonim Hashona Shnei Mos Etzir Chodesh V'Kach Yomim It's Yomim It's V'Yat Omoine V'Shona Yolimon Chodoshim Na Yom. Okay, B'Seil. So if you would ask me, what does the solar year have to do with Iva Hashana? Okay, I would say absolutely nothing. Correct? No. The mitzvah is, okay, comes the Rambam in Perek Dalet, okay, of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. You would have said that's what he's trying to say at the beginning. Because he says, V'neimah mosif v'chodesh zeh of Odo, מבני זמן האוביב, כדי שיהיה הפסח ביועס זמן, שני המשום הוא חודש האוביב, שיהיה החודש של זמן האוביב, והוא התסופס החודש, הזה הוי הפסח בו פעמים במוס החמו, או פעמים במוס הגשום. And that's all of the interest, right? So no issue of שני חמו, correct? And that's kufa, correct? But the Rambam is the Rambam at the end, we saved the Gola, at the end of Halacha Dalet, he says, he quotes about Peris Od, Peris Elon, and whatever, you know, and Ovid, the all different Simon, correct? He says, the Elu Cain had Vorim Sheheno Iko. Shema'abim b'shvilon kedei liois hashonim shneicham. See, look at that. He says, so, what happened over here? I thought the whole din opens up. It's only a din. The mitzvah is the moadim. That's why he starts to pass up. That's why you only ma'abim chodesh. Oh, they're just trying to show you. I'm just trying to be honest with you, okay? That's the word say. The question is, see, when you look at the Sefer Mitzvahs and the way he quotes the Mechilta of Shumi Yochoi, let's see this again, let's revisit this again. Kvar Nemru Ha'oreis B'loshan Atera Ha'moreis Al Yisidus Ha'molocho Sheish Lismoch Aleyen B'idiyas Rosh Chadosh Yiv Hashonim Mehen Amu V'shamat Eschukazis L'mo'od Yomim Yomimo Amu in Mechilta Ha'ashev Shumi Yochoi Malamit She'im Avman Es Hashonah El Beperek HaSomuch L'Moyed. That's the first halacha at the beginning, correct? V'yom minayin she'im ames achidesh El B'yoyim ve'im ekachet achidesh El B'yoyim tam loimo miyom imim. Okay, that's okay. Then he continues. V'yoma yis'aleh l'chotche hashona. He throws this into the mitzvah. Omu is the more Megillah. Chodoshim ato mechashiv l'shonim vi ato mechashiv yomim v'hira shatisef is bo omim yechidish olim vi oma chidish yomim omu yomim ato mechashiv l'chidish vi ato mechashiv shos vi omu shomo es chidish oviv hira shomo es chidish oviv olo. Okay, listen what he does at the end. Shomo es chidish oviv. So that's also the Tkufa, and that's Pesach, okay? Shomo is Chodesh Oviv, Ki Shnoseinu, and we need Kapach. So it's almost similar, but it's, you know, I don't see there's much of a difference. Ki Shnoseinu, but it's much clearer in Kapach. Ki Shnoseinu Ro'ui Shenishva Behen Tkufas Hashona. Okay? That would be okay, you know? Everything's fine and dandy. Then he ends off, okay? Then he ends off with saying these words. He's like, throws the monkey wrench and the word went amok. Ulefikoch yu shnois chama. Ulefikoch yu shnois chama. Okay. This is an amazing thing. This is an amazing thing. So when he says the Om Shom is Chodesh Oviv, Kishna Sena, that the Matoro of Kfiyas Chag HaPesach B'Tkufas Oviv is in order that we should have solar years, and the Matoro is not Kfiyas Pesach, but it's having solar years, and that's the Rebbe Shom is Chodesh Oviv. But that could have been in Sefer Mitzvahs, where he says the mitzvah is Cheshbon Chodoshim Vishonim Vizui Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. The Cheshbon Chodoshim is the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. The Cheshbon, the mitzvah, so it could be that you want solar years and lunar years. But the Shaili is, what happened in Mishnah Torah with Kfiyas HaMoadim? Is that's the mitzvah, not the kfiyas of chodoshim and shonim? Because the mitzvah in sefer mitzvahs kfiyas moad is shonim and chodoshim, correct? So l'chayr you have to say that it's not the way he formulates the Mishnah Torah, that the matara is a shibishnei chamo. You know, if you saw that, mom, it's amazing thing. But shnei chamo is the bosses of the whole issue of Kfiyas Moadim. But is this what he means when he says Ve'elu hei ladvorim she'enu ha'ikah sh'ab'av m'shvil k'dei z'liyo y'sashonim sh'nei chamo? That's all I ask. So what is it? Is that what he means? Because that's the boss of everything. And the mitzvah is the Moadim. K'dei sh'niyah is a very strange way of finishing. Correct? Just wanted to leave you with that. Okay? I'll pick up a mitzvah next time.